It is The Wave, 97.9 WHAV. And this program is supported in part by a grant from the Haverhill Cultural Council, a local agency that's supported by the Massachusetts Cultural Council, a state agency. And our guest right now is Brian McGravy. And Brian, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me today.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I've been mentioning throughout the day, and actually we mentioned it all weekend long when we were promoting that you were actually going to be here, that you're a Haverhill native. And one thing that I didn't promote was the fact that you were an intern at WHAV many, many years ago.
Yes, that's correct. 2013, my summer college internship, I came to WHAV. It was the old location, but it's nice to be back here at this new location.
That's funny, because this is the old location, and we were at the new location, and now we're back at the old. It's funny how that works. And you went to UMass Lowell?
Yes, that's correct.
And you're the piano player, don't
I am, yeah. So I studied music business at UMass Lowell. Great school. I learned all kinds of stuff about classical music, jazz, and music theory, and did a lot of writing, a lot of ensembles, jazz, big bands, orchestras, you know, anything you could think of like that, you name it.
And you, your instrument of choice is the piano.
Yes.
And why don't you tell the story how you got involved with that? What happened?
Yeah, so I was about 10 years old, and when my dad met my stepmom, Lori, they had a few pianos lying around, and one day I was messing around on one of them and came up with a few notes of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and then eventually one of them asked me, my stepmom asked me if I would like to take a few lessons. So she taught me my first couple songs, and then I went to my teacher, Eric, who I was with up until college, and the rest is history.
Oh, wow. And you've been in the music business now for what, 10, 15 years?
Has it been that long?
Yeah. Well,
I'd say I started performing in sixth or seventh grade, my first performance. So I don't know if you count that, but
oh, yeah.
I've been doing professional gigs at least since I was 21.
Wow. And you have a new album out.
Yes, my new album is called Feather in the Wind, and it features 12 instrumental piano tracks. Some of them are like classical sounding or modern classical sounding, and about half of them are more jazz geared.
All right, I wanted to play a little bit of it. Is that okay?
Oh, that's more than okay.
All right, so this would be the title track,
yes.
Feather in the Wind. Pretty good. I like that. And we have another cut from the CD. It's called Midnight Lounge. You want to bring us up to speed on that one?
Yeah. So that one, it's perfect timing actually, because it released this morning at 7 a.m., which I didn't even realize until after I agreed to come on here the same day. But yeah, that one's more. The first one was a little more like classical based, and this one's definitely more jazz based. So nice and mellow jazz.
All right, Midnight Lounge, Brian McGravy. And then Tony Bennett comes in and sings, right? That's fantastic. I can't do chopsticks. I don't know how you do two hands, you know, go in different directions at the same time. That's a talent, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it takes a while to develop it, and I always like to think that there's a way, even though they're doing different things, there's a way to have it make sense where they're, you know, they're both related to each other at all times. So I don't really think about it as all being different. I think about it kind of layers of the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I was kidding about Tony Bennett, because I know he's passed away. But, yeah, you're in some bands and things like that. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, so the newest band that I'm a part of is called Boys in the Woods, and the name kind of comes from that we're all in New Hampshire, up in the woods, and we all dress in our red flannels, and it's a pretty cool thing. Right now we have a residency at Manchester Murphy's Tavern in Elm Street in Manchester. We're playing there every Friday, at least through the end of April, and another band I'm part of is called Hit Play, and it's a wedding band that plays all around Boston. Weddings, corporate events. We do a lot of New England, Vermont, New Hampshire, Mass, Rhode Island. And yeah, we got a good, at least 15 weddings this year. It's run by my good friend Ryan McHugh.
Hmm. So if somebody wanted to book one of the bands or you know, get a taste for what you sound like, you have a website or?
Yeah. So we got, that one is, don't quote me on the Hit Play one just yet, but for all of these, you can go to my website, brianmcgravymusic.com, and you can email me there about any of that. And the other one, let me get back to you on those website names, because they're both pretty new. So
I get you. Now, something else that you've been doing that I wanted to touch upon is production music, and that's something that that a lot of people don't. They don't know what it is, you know, because it's not a normal thing. But radio stations, TV stations, and movie companies and things like that, they all need production music. And what's that all about?
Yeah, so basically production music, it's all about creating, they're called cues. So a cue is basically between a minute and a half to 3 minutes. And the focus of it is that it's all one mood or one emotion or one vibe, the whole thing. So I'll do like an album of either one genre or one mood. For example, I did an album of Latin piano, ensemble music. I did a video game album, multiple video game albums with like, you know, Super Mario sounding stuff or like Sonic the Hedgehog. I did some cocktail piano albums, basically anything I could think of, because I would do one style, then I would get bored of it and then do something else. And it's a good challenge to always be switching up the genre and the mood and instrumentation.
So you're on, some of your music is on networks that people would really recognize, like, you know, like HBO and MTV, even CNN. So what's it feel like when you might be just, you know, sitting back and watching TV a little bit, and then you hear your music come up?
Yeah, it's really kind of a dream come true. And it's usually not that I go and listen or I just hear it randomly on there, because I usually don't know ahead of time when it's going to be used or where. But I use this website called TuneSat, and basically it'll detect any music that's used, and then I can later go and then watch the episodes and everything. So I found out I'm on some Netflix things. Well, I could go through the big list of it, but it's quite a big list by now. So
that's on the website.
Yeah.
and it's too bad that you didn't get the sound for the Masters on CBS. That was a piano piece, right?
Yeah. Oh wow.
That would have been nice too. I heard the story about that one years ago, and yeah, it's really something. But you know, it's just amazing. And so you grew up in Haverhill. You learn how to start to play when you were about 10 or 11 years old, and then you started to take piano lessons. And what'd you do in high school?
High school, yeah. My senior year was the only year I could fit into my schedule, but I was in the jazz band, and we kind of combined with the concert band that year, so part of both of those. And I would always be doing the talent shows every year. Funny story. I had my old band Paradox with my brother and my good friends two times during talent shows. I was the bass guitar player, actually. I wasn't even the piano player of that band. But you know how back in the day, those old classic rock things, like Jimi Hendrix smashes his guitar. So two different times in my high school talent show, I smashed my bass guitar. So that's a little bit of a claim to fame there. And, but yeah, any coffee house thing or talent show, I was always a part of and just loved to play.
Oh, wow. Those guitars aren't cheap, are they?
Well, I got some good deals on used ones at the time. I wouldn't smash my good ones.
Now, what about the piano? The piano's your favorite thing, right?
Yes.
And do you have a particular type that you like to use?
Yeah, my top two for playing a regular grand piano would be Yamaha and Steinway. Because everyone always mentions Steinway as like the gold standard of pianos. But in my college, they had quite a few Yamaha grands, and sometimes I preferred those ones. I like the, it's a nice light touch, and it's a very rich sounding, and but very similar to Steinway, too. I'd say those are the top two.
So when you play shows somewhere, do you have like a moving van to bring in your piano?
So I don't use real pianos. Most of the time when I perform, I use keyboards, but I have my Toyota RAV4 kind of, at any given time, there's at least two keyboards in there, so that's my moving van.
And the keyboards, when I was a kid, I used to have an M&E play organ, but the keyboards, they're good, but they don't have the sound, do they?
I mean, some of them come pretty close these days, and you can even listen to like side-by-side samples, and then sometimes you can't even tell the difference, depending how good their samples are.
Hmm. Well, all right. Brian, why don't you tell us how to get a hold of the CD that you are releasing?
Yep. So I'm doing one track about every 15 days. So I did one on April 1st, and then today is the 15th where the second one came out. So the 1st of each month and the 15th, it's all on Spotify, on Apple Music, all that kind of stuff. And you can buy it on my website, brianmcgravymusic.com. But yeah, basically any streaming service, you can find it on.
Okay. And any shows that people can come by and watch you perform? I know we can't, you know, unless you have an invitation, you can't go to a wedding, but do you have other things?
Yeah. The Boys in the Woods, like I said, we have a residency. It's Murphy's Tap Room in Elm Street in Manchester. It's every Friday night. It's 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., so a little late, but, you know, if you guys can come out for it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we put on a good show. We got a nice variety of music. It's a little bit of hip-hop, a little bit of rock, classics. Yeah, you name it.
Do you ever? Let me ask one more question. You ever get a song stuck in your head?
Oh, all the time. And sometimes when I'm writing a song, I'll have that melody in my head for a few weeks, and it's hard to get rid of it. Sometimes in a good way, sometimes not, I guess.
All right. Well, Brian, I want to thank you for joining me. Anything else you'd like to add today?
Just want to give a big thanks to WHAV, to Wynn Damon and Tim Coco for having me. It's been a great time.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you here. You got some good stories, and you're very talented, so I appreciate that. All right. Well, Brian McGravy from Haverhill, and a musician, a full-time musician. That's something to be proud of right there. You make a living playing music, and that's wonderful. And this particular program is brought to us courtesy of the Haverhill Cultural Council, local agency, supported by the Massachusetts Cultural Council, a state agency. It's Wind for Breakfast right here on The Wave, 97.9 WHAV.
Wake up with Wind Damon weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. on 97.9 FM WHAV.
Catch the wave. WHAV.